COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Do you remember the first thing you bought with your own money when you were a kid? You know, you stash it in the piggy bank, and then like one day you're like, yep, it's time to crack this thing open and buy something I want.
You broke it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so cute. My my little one is four. Well, she'll be five in November. And she came to me and she wanted something. And I was like, no, like I knew it was going to be a mess. I knew it was going to be a problem. And the mom thing that I do is whenever they want something that I don't want to get them.
Sure.
I say, yeah, you got to use your own money. And for some reason, whenever I say you got to use your own money, nobody wants it anymore.
Everybody clams up immediately.
Absolutely. Right. So I was really surprised when she came back with her little tiny piggy bank all filled with coins. And she said, okay, let's go get it. So she saw like the kid version of this at, I think it was like at a TJ Maxx, and it got in her head that she wanted it.
Dakota, you used your own money to buy something you wanted. What did you buy?
I buy makeup.
And why did you buy the makeup?
Because I want to be like you.
You want to be like mommy and wear makeup?
Yeah.
So they have the kid makeup in the kid section.
Okay.
And she saw it and she got it and she was so excited. And I was like, nope, this is going to go all over my house.
Yeah.
So when she said that she wanted it, I was like, you know, you got to use your own money. And she came to me with a piggy bank and I said, okay. We got in the car. Now, in the piggy bank, truth be told, she had about $1.43 in coins.
Right, right. But you got to make up the rest. Right. When they're committed to it, you got to make up the rest.
Yeah, and I got it for her. And
I'm like, how are you not going to do it when she says, I want to be like you?
Yeah, I know. My little girl.
Hold right. on. Wow.
What was the first thing you bought with your own money when you were a kid, Raven?
You know, I want to say the first memorable thing was probably a video game. But you know what? It could have been a slingshot also. So, I mean, it was a different age. Those things were available to kids. And I remember being at the store vividly and going, no, I want that. And my mom going, no, you're just going to shoot at birds and stuff in the yard. And I'd be like, no, I'm not. She'd be like, well, you need your own money. And then going back and getting it. And guess what? For the next half hour or so, I did terrible things in the backyard. And I lost interest relatively quickly.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
I wanted a pocketbook. I like this little tiny, I think it was like a Hello Kitty pocketbook I wanted
Sweet.
For whatever reason. And I remember carrying it around so proudly. And oddly, because I wanted to be like my mom. I wanted to carry a purse like my mom.
Sure.
Lucy, what was the first thing you bought with your own money?
I really, really loved those Flintstones vitamins. And my mom always said, you know, you can only have one in the morning, blah, blah, blah. And so I wanted my own bottle. And so when I had my own money, I went and bought my own bottle. I still only took one a day. But I had my own special bottle that I didn't have to share with my siblings.
That's wacky.
It's so funny that you bring that up. When I was little, and we talked earlier, I bought my own purse. It was the first thing I bought with my own money. It was this little tiny purse, and I was so proud wearing it. And I remember, like, I wanted to be like my mom. Well, my mom always had a medicine, like pills, in her pocketbook. So I remember going and taking one of her medicine things and putting those Flintstone, like, you know, vitamins in
just
there
in case you needed them.
Yeah, and I had to be like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old, maybe even younger. I'm trying to look back. And I got in so much trouble because my mom thought that I was just eating them like candy. I'll never forget
or
it.
Or dealing them on the playground.
Right. At school, I was
I got a green one.
$1 Fred Flintstone vitamin.
I got an orange one. I had orange yesterday. I can't have another orange one. I'm not paying for that.
It's like one of my core memories is getting in trouble for having those Fred Flintstone vitamins in my purse that I just wanted to be like my mom.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can't articulate that when you're 6.
Yes.
Right. In her eyes. You were a Flintstone vitamin dealer for at least the first 3 years of your school career. You're a criminal, really.
1-800-330-9999. Think back to the first thing you bought with your own money. What was it? You remember what was the first thing you bought with your own money when you were a kid? Like from the piggy bank you went and you busted it out? 1-800-330-9999. Nicole?
I bought a stuffed animal. It was called a popple. I handed the money, and my father used to roll up the coins, and I had all these coins rolled up.
Nice.
They had to count them.
Right. You had to walk in with like 30 pounds of coins, and they would count them back in the day. Mm-hmm. Right. Like nowadays, they're not going to count them. They're like, oh, that's close enough. They'll probably send you to the bank. They'll be like, no, we won't even take those. But in old place, they used to crack them open and they would count them. What was so cool about the Popple, by the way? What did it do?
It turned into a ball.
Oh. I think I remember those.
It's legit.
Yeah, it was a teddy bear that you turned inside out and it was a ball.
Yeah, I loved it.
Kitty, what was the first thing you bought with your own money when you were a kid?
One of the first things that I bought when I was a kid, my sister and I, we paid for therapy for my mother because we knew she was crazy. And we all went, and she walked out.
Wait a minute.
And I wanted my money back.
Because they were like, you're seven, ma'am. And like,
How old were you two?
How old were you?
No, I was 12, and my sister was 15.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that is horrifying as a mother.
It's really, really upsetting to me, right?
Oh, I actually feel terrible for you.
Yes. How's your relationship with your mother now?
It's horrible, but it's okay because I just use comedy to make my life better. It's fine.
Okay. Well,
we're all fine.
Trust me when I tell you I'm going to laugh about this later. I don't know if I can do it right now.
No.
I'm lying. Of course I'm not going to laugh about it later. This is really upsetting.
It's traumatic.
This is going to stick with me all day. You're all right. Is what you tell me. You and your sister, you're okay?
We're fine. In the moment, obviously, it sucked. It was horrible. It was kind of traumatic. But, you know, years later, it's just what can you do but laugh, right?
What therapist says, oh, you're 12 and 15? Yes, I'll take your piggy bank money for therapy for your mom.
The one that's accepting new patients. The ones that's got a car payment. That's the one. Wow.
Well, best of luck there.
Hey, Jim, what do you remember? What was the first thing that you bought with your own money?
So it was a little throwback for you. This is like the 80s somewhere, 89, I guess. I got a fire truck for Christmas, and it came with a little catalog you could send away for the fireman for like $5 for shipping and handling. And I had the $5, but my mom had to pay the shipping and handling because I didn't have the extra. But the $5 was my money. That's the first thing I ever bought.
Yes.
Shipping and handling costs, right, man? Yeah. They throw it on those items that you want so badly. They're like, well, listen, we'll give you two for the price of one, but you're going to pay this $19.95 shipping and handling, this $14, this $5. And when you're a kid, you ain't got no checking account.
But remember having to mail away for stuff?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And every day you would check the mailboxes.
Oh, yeah,
see if
that
it
was
came.
A thing, too. I had self-addressed stuff. Envelope and mail it away and wait for the fireman to come in the mail.
And it could take 6 months. You have no way to know. No way.
Yeah.
Diane, first thing you bought with your own money, what do you remember?
Candy. I was 10 years old and I had a paper route. I used to go next door and buy candy, and it was forbidden from my mom, but I did it and hid it in the stone wall at the bus stop.
I mean, you're paying for this pricey candy at the candy shop back in the day, hiding it in a stone wall where it's probably being chewed on by rats at night.
Yeah, but you gotta hide that from mom.
It didn't matter. You were like, and you were the most popular girl at the bus stop.
Yeah.
It was a great place to hide it until I turned around and she was standing there.
Oh,
caught out.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.